Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. In a remarkable achievement, a small Indian state has just become the fifth fully literate state in the country, joining an elite group of regions that have achieved near-universal literacy. What makes this significant is that Sikkim, with a population of just over 600,000 people, has managed to record an impressive 99.82% literacy rate, surpassing the 95% benchmark set by the Ministry of Education for a fully literate status. This declaration was made at the 7th convocation of Sikkim University in Gangtok, in the presence of President Draupadi Murmu. But why does this matter? The answer lies in the Ullas Nav Bharat Saksharta Karyakram program, which is an initiative of the Ministry of Education aimed at achieving 100% literacy in the country. Ullas, which stands for Universal Literacy and Lifelong Learning for All, is built around five pillars that provide a comprehensive framework for achieving literacy and lifelong learning. Sikkim's achievement is particularly noteworthy, given that its literacy rate has jumped from 81.42% in 2011 to 99.82% in 2026, a remarkable increase of over 18 percentage points in just 15 years. This is a testament to the state government's efforts, combined with the Ullas push, which has made saturation feasible due to Sikkim's small population base. Now, let us look at the numbers. Sikkim is the fifth state to achieve fully literate status after Mizoram, Goa, Tripura, and Himachal Pradesh. Ladakh is the only fully literate union territory in the country. What is interesting is that all these states and union territories have two common features: a small population and strong administrative penetration. The assessment mechanism for literacy is the Foundational Literacy and Numeracy Assessment Test, or FLINAT, which is conducted by the National Institute of Open Schooling, or NIOS, in partnership with the Ministry of Education. The test is conducted every 6 months, starting from March 2024, and the pass criteria are 33% in each of the three sections, reading, writing, and numeracy, and 33% aggregate. Now, let us turn to the larger framework. Ullas is part of the National Education Policy 2020, which aims to achieve 100% literacy by 2030 and a gross enrollment ratio, or GER, of 50% in higher education by 2035. The policy also emphasizes the importance of foundational literacy and numeracy by grade 3, through the Nipun Bharat Mission, which was launched in July 2021. But why is achieving fully literate status so important? The answer is that literacy is a prerequisite for various social development outcomes, such as employment, health-seeking, and civic participation. It is also a key indicator of sustainable development, as enshrined in the United Nations Sustainable Development Goal 4, or SDG 4, which aims to achieve quality education for all. Furthermore, adult literacy is a foundational condition for converting India's working-age bulge into a productive workforce, which is essential for the country's demographic dividend. The demonstration effect of small states and union territories achieving fully literate status can also create templates for larger states, such as Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Madhya Pradesh, and Rajasthan, which still have significant literacy gaps. India's literacy trajectory has been steadily improving over the years, with the national literacy rate increasing from 74.04% in 2011 to over 99% in some states. The next decadal census, which is scheduled to be conducted in 2026-27, will provide the next reliable national literacy figure. Now, let us look at the wider significance of this achievement. President Murmu, in her speech at the Sikkim University convocation, underscored the importance of education as a public good, rooted in the National Education Policy 2020. She also highlighted the Northeast as a model for human development outcomes and emphasized the need for gender parity in higher education, where women now form nearly 48% of higher education enrollment in India. Crucially, the president also emphasized the importance of critical thinking as a differentiator in the AI age, where students need to be equipped with the skills to navigate a rapidly changing world. Now, let us turn to some watch points. One concern is the definition of literacy, which is currently based on a 95% benchmark for the 15-plus age group, excluding those below 15 and potentially understating true adult illiteracy. Another issue is the distinction between functional literacy and basic literacy, where FLANAT tests minimum competence, but meaningful functional literacy requires a higher bar. It is also worth noting that without continuing education, literacy gains can degrade, and the ULLAS Pillar 5, which focuses on lifelong learning, must be sustained to prevent relapse into illiteracy. Additionally, large states like Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Jharkhand, and Rajasthan require an order of magnitude scale-up, and Sikkim's playbook may not transfer directly to these states. Now, let us look at the way forward. Targeted ULLAS submissions in low-literacy large states, with district-by-district planning, can help achieve literacy goals. Strong continuing education infrastructure, such as community libraries and digital literacy hubs, can also support lifelong learning. Integration with other initiatives, such as PM Vidyalakshmi, Skill India, and NIOS Open Schooling, can provide upward mobility for learners. Tribal and minority-focused FLN modules and mother tongue scripts can also help address specific literacy needs. The Census 2027 baseline will provide fresh data for ULLAS phase to design, allowing for more targeted interventions. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, which covers social justice and governance, including issues relating to development and management of social sector services, such as education. You should note the government policies and interventions for development in various sectors and the issues arising out of their design and implementation. Analytical hooks for mains include the distinction between functional and basic literacy, the implementation gaps in NEP 2020's adult education pillar, and federal-state cooperation in education, which is a concurrent list subject. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Sikkim was declared a fully literate state on 28 May 2026 at the Sikkim University 7th Convocation in Gangtok. The state's literacy rate is now 99.82% post-ULLAS. ULLAS was launched in 2022 with a period of FY 2022-27. And has an outlay of 1037.90 crore with a 60-40 center-state sharing. The target of ULLAS is to certify 5 crore non-literate adults by 2027. In Sikkim, 14,447 out of 15,361 non-literate adults have been certified. The fully literate states so far are Mizoram, Goa, Tripura, Himachal Pradesh, and Sikkim, with Ladakh being the lone fully literate union territory. The benchmark for fully literate status is 95% or more literacy for the 15-plus age group. The assessment mechanism is FLANAT, conducted by NIOS, with a pass criterion of 33% per section and 33% aggregate. NEP 2020 targets 100% literacy by 2030 and a higher education gear of 50% by 2035. The national literacy rate was 74.04% in 2011, and the Nipun Bharat mission was launched in July 2021 to achieve foundational literacy and numeracy by grade 3. In conclusion, Sikkim's achievement of becoming a fully literate state is a significant milestone in India's literacy trajectory, and it has important implications for the country's social development and demographic dividend. As India continues to strive for 100% literacy, the ULLAS program and initiatives like it will play a crucial role in achieving this goal.